On our recording this month, I want to continue our discussion on important statistical practice trends. Last month, we talked about why your overhead really goes up. On that recording, we showed that overhead isn't a factor of what you spend, but rather of how you practice. This month, I want to talk about a trend that most doctors are at a loss to measure or even evaluate. I'm talking about staff turnover. In particular, why the wrong people quit and why the underperformers tend to stay forever, and what you need to do about it as soon as you turn off this recording. The doctor that has a serious issue with this trend doesn't need to be told that he or she has a problem. When it gets bad enough, a doctor will seriously think about getting out of practice or even taking their own life. For many doctors, their office has literally become a training center for the surrounding practices in the community. Some of these high turnover offices have another problem that we're also going to discuss today. That is, why staff don't leave that you wish would leave. We refer to these as anchor tenants, because practicing with them in your clinic is like trying to swim with an anchor around your neck. That's why I've given the title of When the Wrong People Quit to this recording. When the good people leave and the underproductive troublemakers stay, and this happens consistently, let's face it, it's going to be a long 41-year career. It's impossible to overstate the value of a great employee in the practice. Let me quickly quantify this principle. In a practice run by the wife of the doctor, it's not uncommon to see the clinic drop 40% when she leaves the practice to return home or to take another job. When she returns to the clinic 8 months later, the practice will predictably increase by 40% to its former grandeur. I've worked in offices that were part of an 11-clinic network of practices that were all owned by the same doctor. There were key employees that the doctor would move around this 11-clinic system, and wherever they would land, the practice would double as soon as they took over, and it didn't matter which office they went to. In such a network of clinics, it was easy to see that the new person that was being added to that clinic was the only reason the practice was growing. My point being that losing key people can cost you literally hundreds of thousands of dollars per year in lost revenues and profit. Before we launch into the finer points of this discussion, I want to take just a moment and bring you up to date on a couple of changes that have taken place here at Whitehall. This will only take a moment, but I think you'll agree that what I'm about to say constitutes an important announcement to all of us, possibly even a breakthrough for the industry. I realize that what I'm about to say sounds like, and to a degree, really is self-promotion. But the changes this information is going to bring to our industry are so significant that you'll be well served to, at the very least, hear about them. As some of you already know, last month was the launch of Whitehall's online university. This is the website that serves as the digital hub of Whitehall's two coaching programs. And to my knowledge, there's nothing like this program in existence, not even close. That's why I think you're going to find this interesting. Program 1 is usually referred to as the digital coaching program. It includes online training and testing for non-clinical staff, as well as their certification. That's right, you can take somebody off the street, and before they ever set foot in your office, you can start the training process. Number 2, a complete team leader training and certification program with 10 separate modules that qualify them to quite literally manage not only your practice, but any practice they'll ever work in. And number 3, a section on the website that allows the doctor to post their monthly statistics. Here they're automatically analyzed and interpreted, and it's all done under a username for privacy, then made available for all participants in Whitehall to review. This allows you to compare your practice in detail with hundreds of other offices. Number 4, a patient satisfaction survey system that's actually filled out by your patients while they're still in the office. And of course, it's done online. These surveys are then tallied and the results posted on your own Whitehall University website. Remember, it's good to know why you're not getting referrals, but it's better to know why. And best of all, a question and answer support section for you and your staff to post questions that are quickly answered by a trained Whitehall coach. This is why we refer to the program as digital coaching. There's also a digital archive of Whitehall's past monthly recordings for members to access as needed, namely the monthly audio. They can be played on your computer or downloaded to your iPod. As you know, these recordings cover cutting-edge insight into topics ranging from pricing to case presentation to money management. And for a limited time, we're including attendance for the entire team at one of Whitehall's team training camps. This is for the first 1,000 practices that sign up for the program. In the first 2 weeks since the university was launched, over 200 doctors have already signed up.